Calvary Church presents Lead to Serve, a leadership podcast with Ed Taylor.
Hey, welcome back to another edition of the Lead to Serve podcast. My name is Ed Taylor. I'm the pastor here at Calvary Church in Aurora, Colorado. It's a Calvary Chapel. We've been here 22 years, and we are in season 3 of our Lead to Serve podcast, and I so appreciate all of your feedback this year, your emails. I mean, we've literally gotten emails from around the world, from missionaries tuning in, to pastors, to church planters, to moms, dads, you name it. And we've been so encouraged by your feedback. It's always good to start off in our time together reminding you, you can email me, text me, you can connect with me through the church. Here's my email. ed@edtaylor.org, ed@edtaylor.org, or you can text me, 720-608-0012, 720-608-0012, and I want to encourage you to connect with us. Any feedback, any questions you have, any resources you're looking for, I love to resource. I have lists and links available. If you're looking for church planning resources, you're looking for resources on grief, on forgiveness, on discipleship, I got a lot of resources available that I can respond to your email and send you links to download things. I think that God has just encouraged me to be a resourcer, you know, to make sure that we get good resources in your hands so you can grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. And of course, we talk about ministry here. And in this season, we've been covering a book. We've been talking through some principles in a book that we developed here and published here at Calvary called Sure and Steady. And the subtitle is Learning and Growing in Pastoral Ministry. But it's not just a book for pastors. The principles are universal. They need to be applied in pastoral ministry, but whether you're an elder, Sunday school teacher, you're teaching a small group, you're ministering on the streets to the homeless, doesn't matter what you're doing in the kingdom of God, the resources or the principles and resources in this book would be really helpful for you. You could use it as a personal devo. You could use it as a small group study. It's really just a paragraph or two with some scriptures and a lot of lines to jot notes down. So I hope that you've been encouraged as we've gone through these different topics together. Today, we tackle another topic about using your time wisely. Using your time wisely. Now, there is a popular segment in leadership development today all about time management. And there's a lot of different facets to it. But I don't want you to be overwhelmed where now you have one more thing you've got to learn. Now I got to learn how to manage my time. I don't know so much that we can manage our time. Instead, we should approach this by knowing that we're to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. And so a pastor or a leader is known for his punctuality and using his spare time for the glory of God. And being on time means being early, ready to start the day in ministry unhindered. Being late is not becoming of a pastor, as it sends mixed messages of laziness, apathy, and especially it sends the message that you think others' times is not as valuable as your time. So you just kind of show up when you want, do what you want, and that's unbecoming of a leader in God's church. It's unbecoming of a man or a woman of God. And so I encourage here to be early to everything, ready to serve the Lord and his people, because how you approach time and other people's times is going to really indicate and give you direction on how much you're going to grow. And that's something you can look at right now. Right now you can say, well, you know, I don't really care. I'm not that really interested in being on time. And so what happens? You're late a lot. You leave late. So then you speed and you're trying to get there on time. Or even worse yet, you really don't care. Time is not that big a deal whether you arrive on time. Listen, if you say you're going to be somewhere at a certain time or you're required to be somewhere at a certain time, this is one of those areas where our yes needs to be yes and our no needs to be no. We need to be known as men and women of our word, trustworthy. Hey, listen, there's always things that cause us to be late. There's always situations that we don't control. So it's important that we use our time wisely. And you just start by looking, hey, am I valuing other people by choosing to be on time? When you're serving, you know, there are times when you'll have nothing to do, or at least seemingly nothing to do. Like when you're in the business world or in the world working, there are tasks to be done. I guess it really does depend on what job you have, but there are tasks to be done. And then you finish your tasks and you've got your free time. Well, ministry is similar in that there's not always something to do every single second of the day. But with that time, how you choose to use it is super important and will dictate just how effective you are in the ministry. There's never really, let something be foundational. I'm getting all tongue-tied. There's never really a time where there's nothing to do, quote, end quote. There's always something to do. There are always people to see. There are always people to reach out to. There's always people to love. There's always people to care for. There's always people to text or to email or to write a note to. And then think about it. If you're around a particular church building or around the house, there's always something to clean, always something to fix. There's always something that we can present ourselves to the Lord to be used by Him. There's countless practical things to take care of, like cleaning and fixing and caring for facilities. But listen, and it's unfortunate, but I have seen this before. Laziness and wasting time or goofing off are not becoming of a pastor. And they rob you, listen, they rob you of your personal growth in the ministry, and they rob others from the gifts and talents that you have to share because God has entrusted to you the ministry. And ministry is people. So God has entrusted to you and me people. So I think of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season, and there's a time for every purpose under heaven. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk uprightly or circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And I also think of 1 Corinthians 14:40. Let all things be done decently and in order. And I just say, this is a matter of the heart. So many of these things that we've talked about are not just tasks. They're not just things to do. They're not just things to check off. These are matters of our heart. Like, do we really want to be doing what God has us doing? Now, of course, there are times when we're tired and difficulties. That's not what I'm talking about. But like the privilege and the joy of serving God by serving His people, what an honor. What an honor to be entrusted with all that God has entrusted to us. And it's important that we use our time wisely, that we use our spare time wisely, because really, it all belongs to the Lord. If we're following Jesus, then we have chosen to die to ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him. And it's His agenda, His priority. And of course, His agenda is sometimes revealed through our overseer, through our supervisor, through our pastor, and we just trust that God would put people in our lives to lead, guide, and direct us so that we can all be used in greater ways in these last days. Let me talk about another thing, and that is using freedoms for the glory of God. If there's anything that grace has brought us, it's tremendous freedom in the Lord, that as we abide in Christ, we are abiding in Him, He is abiding in us, and through that relationship, through that staying put, through that drawing our resources and strength from Him, we are then able to follow His lead and go where He goes and do what He does and thinks what He thinks, and we have freedom. But here's the thing, that abiding relationship is often corrupted by our flesh. And that's where laziness comes in. And, you know, our freedoms aren't used for the glory of God. Our freedoms are somehow used for ourselves. And because a pastor, because a spiritual leader operates in a working atmosphere of a lot of freedom. I mean, really, when you think about it, day by day by day by day in the ministry, serving in your church, serving in Sunday school, you're not being told what to do a lot. There's some direction, there's some training. And then there's a launching into, hey, man, be led by the Lord. Do what God's called you to do. Go above and beyond. Live out the characteristics of Christ in your life as you abide in him. So because you have a lot of freedom, you need to choose wisely to use those freedoms for others and not yourself. Because you could turn everything, I could turn everything around to be about me and about what I need, but how I make choices with my freedom will determine how I use my spare time, will determine what direction my day goes, will I end up responding apathetically, will I respond lazy, you know, like for example, will I take an extended lunch and go shopping for things in my house? Well, that's not like especially for those of you who might be working on a church staff or maybe an assistant pastor, like going to buy things for your house is not why you are receiving the tithes and offerings to provide for your family, the worship money to pay your salary. You're there to do the work of the ministry. You're there to take care of the people connected to your church. You have time. You go shopping on your time. You serve the Lord on his time. But really, isn't his time all of our time? But I mean, whether it's something like that, I mean, that's a silly thing, but it's common where, you know, if you were working at, let's just say many of you listening do work outside of the church, you're not full-time. Like, can you imagine just telling your boss, yeah, I'm going to leave. I'll be back in 4 hours. Well, what are you going to do? Well, none of your business. It's all ministry. You know, I'm just going to, what are you talking about? Like, you have freedom. If you need to go to the hospital visit, go. If you need to take extra time in your lunch because the person in front of you needs it, go. You use those freedoms for the glory of God, but be careful, would you? Be careful that you don't use your time unwisely, because it'll lead you to the realm of dishonesty. It'll lead you perhaps even to deceit and two things that can't possibly be among pastors. You know, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Your freedom is not a cloak for vice, the Bible says, but a tool of helping others as you're serving God. And this can't be overestimated. It's hard to put into words because you could think of 1,000 different ways. It's hard to like, well, if you did this, if you did this, if you did this, but you know if you are taking advantage of your freedoms for your own personal enrichment, instead of taking advantage of your freedoms to do what God has called you to do. I just recently stopped by Starbucks to get some syrup for the coffee I make here in my office. And I was there, and I mean, everybody was working. Not only that, but I noticed everyone was standing, like, because there's really no place for them to sit. And I know the context there is fast food, and they're providing things that are constant, but they just can't get up and leave and walk out the door and not come back. There's some accountability there. They have a responsibility there. But the thing I noticed today was that they were all doing what they were supposed to be doing. And as they were doing all that they're supposed to be doing, I saw a supervisor doing what he was doing, filling out his book, standing up. And I saw a person at the window, and I saw a person in the back straightening things. And they were just, you know, again, for a lack of a better word, they were just doing what they're supposed to do. And as pastors, we need to do what we're supposed to do. Otherwise, we'll be in a position where we take advantage of our freedoms and become dishonest and deceitful, because now we're not really doing what God's called us to do. And we're not really in the place where faithfulness is truly a part of our character and our nature. I think of we talk about here, and this would be for those of you that are assisting as assistant pastors, or, you know, assisting where you have office hours. You know, the office hours are just the baseline. You know that much of the ministry doesn't take place in the office. It takes place with people, where people are. And the most important time around a building is when people are on the property. And I always tell the guys here, don't hide in your office. Don't go upstairs when people are on the property. We need to be among the people, to be among the flock, loving them, serving them, caring for them. Your role is to be among people and to be with them practically, spiritually, day-to-day, serving them. We represent God to the people as we represent people to God. You go, Ed, how do you represent people? We're praying for them. We're stepping into their lives. They're coming onto, again, you get to minister to people all over the place, but when they come to the property, to the church property, wherever you guys are meeting, they're really coming expecting to worship God. Now, that may not even be on their minds. They might want to talk about X, Y, Z, but we're going to point them to the Lord. We're going to encourage them. We're going to pray for them. We're going to ask them, hey, is there anything I can pray with you about? And another thing I've seen guys do is they just want to put their head in the book and study, and never be among the people. Studying is super important. The pastor's role is to study and pray, provide a well-balanced meal for the flock. Yes, for sure. No doubt about it. However, the meat of the ministry is not just in studying. The meat of the ministry is in people's lives. And so please don't choose to sit isolated in your office behind a computer while people are around. Get out, step into their lives, look for ways to be among the flock and serve them well. Don't develop the bad habit to hide in your office, to always be on social media, to always be away from people. A pastor, a leader, an elder, a Sunday school teacher, we will all learn to be good stewards of our time. In Romans chapter 12, verse 9, it says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, and in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality." And then Paul would tell Timothy, "Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words of no profit to the ruin of the hearers, but be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And then remember, we were talking about liberty, Galatians 5:13, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only don't use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." Philippians 2:4, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also the interest of others." And this is super important, how to use your freedom, how to use your spare time, making sure that you're not hidden in an office somewhere, not back and going, "Well, you know, I'm just supposed to pray and study the word." No, you can do both. It's just a matter of not really getting burdened by all this time management techniques, but having a good priorities, knowing that I've got to do first things first, and make sure that I'm focused on them, but I'm doing first things first with the purpose of having capacity, or the new word today is margin, having enough margin to accomplish the people part of ministry, because the people part of ministry is super, super vital. And it can be the hardest, but it can also be the most rewarding. And so today's a shorter episode, but I wanted to throw these things out for you. Give me your feedback. Are you having a success in managing your time well? Are you struggling with spare time? And you could text me, and I won't use your name if you don't want me, but do you have an example of laziness in your own life? Do you have an example of purposely hiding in your office or becoming, you know, I don't know, more important in your mind than what God called you to when you were born again? And I could use it, you know, you would give me permission to use it and share it, but like, is there an example that you can give for the opportunity to disciple others through your example? You can email it to me at ed@edtaylor.org, ed@edtaylor.org. You can go to my website there and click through the email connection point there as well, edtaylor.org. Or you can text me, 720-608-0012. I'd love to hear your feedback or maybe questions. Maybe there's a specific question that you have of how to handle this or how to handle that. And I'd love to talk it out with you and learn together because that's really the, you know, when a podcast, it's kind of cool. You're sitting, you know, you're sitting in your car or on your treadmill or wherever, and I'm sitting in my office, but we're together. I'm talking to you. And it would be great for you to talk back. Maybe you already do. I know I do sometimes when I'm listening to a podcast. But, you know, I think that the idea of you sitting across the table and let's just talk ministry together. It's not that all of these are the perfect answer or the only answer or this is the way to do it. But I can say this. We've made, in all the principles I've been sharing with you, we've made a lot of mistakes that we've learned from. And we've honed down things to talk about. That's another way to use this book, Sure and Steady. Another way to use this book is to use these topics as talking points with your ministry team. And then as the talking point is shared, you guys then can talk about how it applies in your own personal context of ministry. And it's a really neat thing. The Bible is so applicable. And then how we've been able as a pastoral team to tie these principles together, you can use them and apply them in your current context where you're serving. It could be anywhere, can it? You can use these principles in any type of service in the world that would bring glory to God. So this brings us to the end of our episode. Please do connect with me. I want to hear from you. Email me, ed@edtaylor.org. That's TAYLOR.ORG, Ed Taylor. Or you can text me at 720-608-0012. I've got so many phone numbers in my mind. You can text me there. And I'd love to hear from you. Tell somebody about the podcast. Leave a review. Forward it, send it, share it, and especially give us feedback so that we can improve and talk about the things you want to talk about, things that are on your mind. So until next time, God bless you. Pray for us here at Calvary Church in Aurora. We've got a lot going on, and a lot of people ask what they can pray for me about. Would you please pray for wisdom? Because I've got a lot going on. I've got stuff going on in my personal life. It's been going on since my son passed away. I need wisdom. I need wisdom on decisions in the church. I need wisdoms to lead my home and love my wife as Christ loved the church. So you're thinking about me, please remember me at the throne room of grace by requesting wisdom and whatever else is on your heart. So God bless you. Until next time, this is the Lead to Serve podcast produced here by Abounding Grace Media at Calvary Church in Aurora, Colorado.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Lead to Serve with Pastor Ed Taylor, a leadership podcast from Calvary Church in Aurora, Colorado. If you have a leadership question you want to hear answered on a future Lead to Serve podcast, please email it to pastored@calvaryco.church. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe, rate, or review us on iTunes and share us with your friends on social media. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on the Lead to Serve podcast.